91961.
Welcome to Digital Equipment Corporation's conference call with Mr. Julio Gianturco. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Mr. Gianturco. Welcome everybody to the conference call. I'm Doug, are you on? Who's on this call? Bill?
Hello. Doug? This is great.
Nobody's on a call?
Mr. Hagen, please go ahead, sir.
Hi, Doug, you on?
Jennifer, can we interact with them, or are they in listen-only mode?
No, they are in they are in an interactive mode.
So they should be able to answer our questions, right?
Yes.
So, who do we have on the call?
Bill Harris here, John.
Okay, Bill. Doug, are you there yet?
Doug Hagen? What's your name, Jennifer?
Jennifer?
I am showing his line connected.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Sounds like you. Okay. Are we expecting Lyle or Tom?
Yeah, we are, but we're going to go ahead. Jennifer, I'm going to get off the line. And Tom Norlander and Annette Cuddy, they are the remaining three. As they come on, can you please just put them on the call?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started. We've had the MPB strategy now for quite a while. We've been talking about it in relation to Cabletron for quite a while. The reason that we're together tonight, as opposed to the general announcement tomorrow, is because we have a lot of customer contact, end user contact, and I wanted to make sure that we had time for this to digest tonight.
Okay. Thanks. Hello.
Hi.
Julia. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Noise.
Jennifer.
What's that noise? Hello.
Yes.
Wow, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but there's some noise in the background.
Hey, are you on a cell phone?
I am.
Bill, you can't hear anybody. You're ruining the call.
All right, well, I'm going to have to get off it then. I can't. It's the only place I can do it. I'm at a remote place, so.
Hey.
Hello?
Doug.
Yes.
Lyle.
I'm here.
Let's go ahead and move on. We're going to have to.
The number was wrong, and I went through a big old hassle, so I just barely got on.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Okay, here's where we are. We got everybody together tonight because tomorrow is the an announcement date relative to the MPB strategy, and I wanted to give a preview this evening as opposed to tomorrow because we all have a lot of customer contact and partner contact. And I want to make sure we have time for this to digest and to really get ready for tomorrow as we approach end users and partners. What I'm going to do is we've got John here who's delivered a lot of the and developed a lot of this message that we have here before us tonight. I'm going to give you kind of an overall view of the announcement tomorrow, and John's going to give you a little bit more detail, and hopefully we'll have some time left over to have something interactive. Now, let's see. When we get the numbers after the call,
we can get something to him after the call.
Yeah. Guys on the phone, I've got something here in front of me. We'll make sure that we get this thing faxed to you after the call is over with.
We'll send it to you electronically, probably, if that's
okay.
Okay, to
yep.
Your exchange accounts.
Yep.
That'd be better.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's just do that.
Yep.
So everybody go.
Just a reminder that what we're discussing here is still in the non-disclosure. At 3 o'clock today, there was nothing signed. At 4 o'clock this afternoon in Boston, Don Reed from Cabletron signed an agreement signed a number of documents with Digital. So that was one reason we couldn't do this. But we have an obligation to inform the public before we inform our employees, unless the employees we're informing have a need to know so that we can execute this in a astute business fashion. There's some words that go with basic. Bottom line is, we're telling you now, don't share it with anybody until 8 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow.
Okay.
Is the bottom line of
right.
That. Okay.
Because that's when the announcement will go on the wire. That's a very important point.
Yeah.
It's a very important point. So needless to say, we're under non-disclosure between now and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Like I said, I'm going to kind of go through this, and John mentioned a number of different agreements. I'm going to we'll give you the high-level view, and John will give a little bit more detail. So I'll probably go for about 5 or 10 minutes. I guess the two major points here actually there's three major points that I want to just get out front so that we can kind of frame the whole conversation. There's an asset, basically an asset sale, as far as Digital has sold the network product business and all its assets to Cabletron Systems. That's number one. Number two, all MPB employees will have a position. Number three, there's a reseller agreement that has also been signed with Cabletron. And basically, the reseller agreement says that Cabletron will sell MPB products to Digital to be used to fulfill the needs of the end users that we now have in place. So there's also a reseller agreement which has been signed with Digital. So those are probably the three key parts of this agreement, which we all need to be cognizant of. As far as the people themselves, because I know that's a concern that we'll have tomorrow, and a concern our customers will have, is that we're going to keep a core group of employees here within Digital to really manage the interface between Cabletron and Digital. So we're going to have a number of employees do that. The remainder of the employees will in fact be offered positions within Cabletron Systems. So that's at the top of the wave. We also have, as part of the reseller agreement, a provision which basically says that MCS will be doing the service work on all the products sold as part of this, as part of Cabletron Systems to the end user. So they basically have warranty and maintenance contracts being actually addressed by MCS.
I guess you go along here, Julie. This is a strategic partnership agreement, and the thing that makes it rather than just an asset sale, the reseller agreement coupled with the asset transfer, Digital Equipment Corporation is committed to sell a large amount of equipment over the next 3 years that will come from Cabletron, and that will continue to be sold by Digital. The Digital brand will continue and be enhanced and will grow. So this is not we're selling the business and good luck. This is very much Digital's got a lot of skin in this game. That's why it's done on a strategic alliance, a strategic partnership with its contractual commitments to each other.
Right. And the reason that's an important point, because end users will want to know that and partners will want to know that. The products that are going to be sold from Cabletron over to Digital will, in fact, be Digital label products. And there will be selected...
Say again, the Cabletron products will carry Digital's name on them, like an OEM agreement?
The current MPB products will, in fact, be private label Digital under the terms of this reseller agreement. So those products will be sold by Cabletron to Digital with a Digital private label. Going forward, there will be other selected current Cabletron products which will also be resold by Digital. Okay, and those will be some may be private labeled, others may not be. But the whole intent here is to abide by a product roadmap which Jim Kunzel has been working with the Cabletron folks on a product roadmap, which basically says, what makes sense from the standpoint of addressing the needs of our customers, what makes sense to as far as the current Cabletron line to have our ESF and NSIS sales force resell. The whole management of the partner, and incidentally, we've all been reading some of the quotes that we've seen in the press relative to our product line and holes and so forth. This whole thing was basically predicated on the fact that this was a good thing for Digital end users, good thing for Digital partners, because in fact it shores up the product line, the overall MPB product line. the whole account management function will go over into Cabletron. The marketing of the products, obviously, that's all going to go over into Cabletron. Except for, again, this group, which will be within digital, to make sure that there's marketing programs within NSIS and ESF to promote those products. So, but Joe, this is why it's important for, you know, from the standpoint of the partners, for because we'll have conversations with the partners tomorrow.
So the customers, you said, are actually going to be Cabletron?
Excuse me?
The customers, you said, were going over to Cabletron?
No. The account management function.
Right, okay.
Right. So as far as the actual management of our distribution partners, that will now all go into Cabletron, and then, you know, that those individuals will have the responsibility to basically manage the partners the way that we do now, but also start to work with the partner sets to start plans on training on Cabletron products. So the partners will continue to have digital private label product. They will continue selling it to the VARs that they're selling to now and the partners that they're selling to now. And tomorrow, Don Reed, who is the president of Cabletron, will talk more about what the vision is going downstream. But the reason that we had this asset transfer was in large part because of our products, our people, and basically our programs on how we distribute product.
In other words, just go back to that private label. In other words, the GigaSwitch, now the private, you classify that, for example, as private label.
Yeah, the GigaSwitch will have will be resold to digital, and will in fact have a digital private label on it going forward. No different from the way it is today.
Right. From the end user point of view, basically, it's still a thing called the digital GigaSwitch. Basically, we'll look at it. The goal is to make it look identical to what it looks like today.
Yeah.
The reason it's manufactured
in time will be manufactured by Cabletron.
Because the assets, you know, the product now belongs to Cabletron.
Right.
In terms of Cabletron selling the product to their customer base,
their Cabletron
will it have a digital label on it?
The Cabletron direct sales force can only sell the digital private label product if, in fact, they refer to a partner. So they cannot take that order direct. So the Cabletron sales force will, in fact, have access. Now, how soon that happens, you know, it's going to take, you know, training, get it loaded in their systems, and so forth. But one of the things that we absolutely make sure of is that if they ever had access to digital label product, not go through partners, you know, we could kiss our partner program goodbye. So what they have committed to do as part of the reseller agreement, they can in fact uncover opportunities for digital label product.
So they're using our product for their channel strategy.
Yeah, excuse me?
They're going to use our product as their channel strategy.
They're going to use our product, but basically what they can do, and what they must do, is refer it over into a channel. So they cannot take that order direct for digital private label product. Obviously, for Cabletron label product, which is their product, they'll continue selling, you know, in the way that they do now. So the whole issue around what they're going to do with Cabletron label product going downstream and how that gets integrated into our current channels, that all needs to be worked. But one thing is definite going out of the chute is that the digital label product will, in fact, have to be referred to a channel. I can't take that order.
So there's no end of life scenario here for the product?
Say more, Doug.
Like for the multi-switch, some of the messages for the customers is that, you know, 2 to 3 years, the product will probably be here.
Right. There'll
still be investment?
Yeah. There's multiple parts to this product roadmap. You and I talked about the multi-switch and the VN switch last week, Doug.
Right, for Pratt, that's right.
The investment continues, will continue to be made. And again, tonight I got to go back and look at that product roadmap. Eventually, you're going to have certain products which merge. You're going to have certain products on our current product line which get enhanced with Cabletron technology. So going forward, you're going to see that, which obviously only makes sense to do something like that. But going out of the chute from an investment protection standpoint, you know, we're, what we're telling customers is that you're still going to have GigaSwitch, you're still going to have multi-switch, and you know, we're committed to the same kind of investment protection that the multi-switch 900 has shown over the years. So are we going to have a certain amount of merges, you know, over the, over 12, 18, 24 months? Yeah. But going out of the chute, you know, we're gonna just continue selling the products that, that we have today.
Yeah, Doug, there's no plan to end of life any of our major, any of our, you know, the multi, any of our multi-switch lines.
No.
Or the GigaSwitch lines. We have some older products that we probably should have end of life anyway that we're looking at. We can do that. We haven't made any commitments to that. But one thing that they're looking at, for instance, is to add Cabletron's low-cost Ethernet switching to the multi-switch 600.
Mm-hmm.
You take some of the technology that they have and repackage it into some of our form factors and get to market quickly with some stuff. They're looking real hard at using the 600 as their stackable line. They have a very poor stackable line, and they're looking, and they have one under development, and one of their inputs they're looking at is, let's not use their stackable line, but let's use the 600 stackable line. Now, that hasn't been finally agreed to, but that's the direction where this roadmap is headed for.
The VN switch, GigaSwitch, going forward, the what we've been talking about, what we talked about last Wednesday on Jade, going forward. I mean, that is part of the product roadmap. We
are going to buy the company now,
sourcing that product to Prominet and selling it just as if we would if we did not have this agreement.
Now, Cabletron had signed a.
I talked to Jim about that, and they have no real, from what I can, let me put it this way. They're committed to reselling. I don't know what they're going to do with that other one, but they're committed to it.
They also had ended up, I understand, been talking, we're talking to Prominent.
Cabletron's going to resell Jade?
Pardon?
Did you say Cabletron's going to resell Jade?
Jade will be part of our product portfolio as part of this transaction.
But Cable, will Cabletron have access to it?
I don't know. And by the way, there's going to be questions here that we're going to have a website for questions that we don't have answers for right now.
Okay.
And we will, you know, obviously we'll start to develop a group of questions that we'll give answers to as fast as we can.
See, one of that, Julia, is what products do we sell now? What products do they sell to now? And what set of customers?
Right. The intent here, and that's kind of, which is another question relative to the management structure and the business structure. The intent here is to have a standalone business unit, which is us. Which now, tell me what the name is again.
Let me make sure. I get the name right because it changed four times yesterday on me. But Digital Network Products Group. Let me just verify that because I have it on one of my slides. Yeah.
This is the actual name of the BU.
Digital Network Products Group, a Cabletron Systems company.
Cabletron Systems company?
Some people think it should be a Cabletron Systems Incorporated company, but Digital Network Products Group, a Cabletron Systems company.
Right. So basically what that says is it's going to be a standalone group. A head will be named for the standalone group, and Don Reed will talk more about this tomorrow. But going back to your question, Lyle, it's initially we're going to have basically a standalone group. We have the currently existing business plan for us to go out and sell our current digital products. To go out and sell Jade, the business plan is still intact, and you know Don will talk more about that tomorrow. But the intent is, as far as what we sell, now I can't, without hearing Don Reed tomorrow, I can only tell you about what I know as far as what this group will sell going forward. What this group will sell is the current line. We'll be selling Jade, and that's what I know.
Well, it's a little bit when you talk about...
And the other thing that I do know that's a definite is that, in fact, on the
on the Cabletron side from a Salesforce side, if in fact they have opportunities for our products at their end user accounts, it must go through a channel. That we know for sure. And other than that, we'll have to get some additional
data. Does that mean we'd get credit on it then?
Again, I don't know, Al.
Yeah, because their accounts may be some of our accounts.
Right.
Is this group Digital or Cabletron?
Well, that's, yeah, good. Thank you, Doug, because the question we talked about this group.
The new group, the new name, the new business unit.
The business unit will become part of Cabletron. Okay?
A fully owned subsidiary of Cabletron.
So, you know, if nothing else changes, we in this room will be Cabletron employees, okay? Mm-hmm. So we say we will sell. We will sell the digital product line to the set of distributors and buyers we sell to today. We'll sell to Digital Equipment Corporation as well, who basically becomes a major distributor of this product. Digital will sell that out to their end customers in ESF. Now, also, over time, certain ones of Cabletron products will go onto the digital price list, and they'll be able to sell certain selected products when Digital determines there's a need for that product and it's not part of the current line.
Right.
But that will come through this division of Cabletron. Yep. So we said, yeah, it's kind of like who's we? We in this case is
Cabletron.
We are part of Cabletron. We are the Digital Network Products Group within Cabletron. Yeah.
The other thing too, relative to crediting, because I know crediting is going to be an issue here. The ESF NSIS will get 100% revenue credit for these digital private label products. They will also get revenue credit for any Cabletron products which are resold by them, which end up in their price book. So what will happen is that you have a product roadmap, which basically Cabletron and Digital agree to. Products are developed. Digital says, okay, for these Cabletron products that are available, we will put these in our price book. ESF, NSIS, resell, they get credit. It's basically the way that the crediting will flow.
Real credit, quarter retirement credit.
So basically, I mean, we just have a new distributor now, and that name of that distributor is Digital.
Right.
Does that mean we probably don't live in Digital facility anymore then?
Right.
What was that answer?
Well,
reseller agreement is the agreement between Cabletron and Digital.
But basically, we won't live as Digital employees in Digital facilities anymore. We'll have to move at some point in time.
We are going to be, as part of the asset agreement that I spoke about, obviously there's a lot that goes with the assets, inventory, buildings, patents. As far as the building is concerned, the buildings that they purchased from Digital are buildings in Acton. So there are two buildings there which have been purchased by them. The intent is that everybody here in Littleton will be here for probably 3 to 6 months until the offices in Acton are retrofitted for all the labs, for the engineers to do their work and so forth. There's a lot of retrofitting that needs to go on. It's going to be a state-of-the-art kind of facility from an engineering standpoint and also just from a space standpoint. I understand the space there is fairly nice.
Now, what about NSIS?
NSIS remains part of Digital. NSIS will have these products retire their quota just as our products do now. So, in essence, we're on equal footing with competitive products, but we are no better.
Okay. We assume that when we do a Cabletron selected products with the worldwide sales and marketing organization, we're doing it consistent with NSIS also. Is it Digital or is it two separate organizations within Digital?
I want to say it's going to impact both, but then again, that's an assumption on my part. In other words, could NSIS have a different product set than ESF? The reseller agreement is with Digital. So Digital basically is going to speak for ESF and NSIS. So there's not going to be separate kinds of agreements. Okay. one point.
You'll be
basically, that's part of the responsibility of this internal group is within Digital will be this contract negotiation, basically, to say, okay, where are we in terms of forecast? Where are we in terms of actuals? Because there's a pretty hefty commitment that Digital has made to Cabletron to resell these products. In the order of about 3 years. No, that's over 3 years.
How much? Yeah, over 3 years.
Yeah, that was over 3 years.
No, I thought it was $275 the first year, $300 the second. It's almost $1 billion over 3 years.
Stand correct. I have to go back to luck.
Yeah. So big, Digital's carrying a big number.
It's a lot. But basically, you got people internally that are going to be doing this, making sure that the products are delivered, that in fact Digital is reselling it. Part of the agreement, too, incidentally, is along that line. I don't want to get too far down this track because basically, Cabletron is paying Digital. It's about $430 million is what they're paying Digital as part of the assets. Part of that is in cash. The other part is in, quote, product credits. So they will be giving Digital product credits for products that they actually sell to Digital. So for up to a certain amount of product that goes into Digital and gets sold to Digital, Digital's got product credits, and basically there's no receivable there. So that's a way in which Cabletron is paying Digital for the assets. Let's see. What else?
Because this is all very important stuff. I just kind of go up a couple of hundred feet here just to make sure we're covering the kind of the strategy and all of this.
Right.
The reality is that Digital is getting itself focused, and we've felt this for the last year and a half here, that Digital wasn't going to invest in networking technology. And we're going to go forward with that. That decision was probably made, I don't know when it was made, but I think we've been feeling the effect of that for a couple of years now here, at least a year and a half. So Strecker and the and others basically decided that they wouldn't invest in it. The best way to get the strength that they needed in networking products was to go out and create a partnership with somebody. So they know they need networking products, but they want to keep focused on their development. So that's some of the rationale in the background behind we did this. Let me just give you a real quick, I think if I could, Julio, just kind of dump on Cabletron.
Yeah.
Who are they? You guys know them probably certainly better than I do. Number four worldwide from a networking vendor point of view. 15-year-old company based in Rochester, New Hampshire, they're a $1.5 billion company. Now, a company that's changing rapidly. They've been extremely successful as a startup company, and they're basically having trouble growing to become a worldwide and a world-class networking company. One of the big reasons for that was their management style. And their board of directors, they've recognized this for about a year now. And their two founders, Bob Levine and Craig Benson. Levine is gone. He doesn't have an office anymore. And Benson is moving out. His office is in the process of emptying out. And they've hired a fellow named Don Reed, who was the CEO of 9X, who basically managed the 9X Bell Atlantic merger, one of his last tasks at 9X before he went up to take on this job. And he's a totally different person, different style of person than Cabletron was famous for. So basically, they're coming forward now. Interesting enough, one of the comments he has made is one of the things he looks to get out of dealing with us is our talent base and also the processes we have and we use. The fact that we have ways of doing things, and he needs to come up with ways to do things that they as a company have not had those ways or processes to do things. So very much he looks forward to working with us on that. So that's a little bit about Cabletron, and their major change is their new CEO. And more than a new CEO is the exiting of the principals of the company.
Right.
Hey, Julio.
Yep.
This is Doug.
Doug.
How's the decision being made on Like, who's going to be part of the MPB task team, I guess, versus going into Cabletron themselves?
It'll be based on just the needs of the business, the needs of what's going to be required internally to make sure that basically those commitments can be met. So it's basically going to be, what are the needs from a...
So a number hasn't been established yet.
So it's not going to be based on, level, years of service or anything like that. It's basically the needs of the business. Part of those needs is to make sure we have a core group to make sure that the reseller agreement works, A, and B, that there's somebody there also who can make sure that from a strategic standpoint that the products that come from Cabletron, in fact, assist Digital in reaching this goal, the mission statement of providing Internet business solutions. So that's kind of like more of a long-range kind of job to make sure that in 24 to 36 months, Digital has a product that it needs to make good on that mission statement.
Yeah, Doug, basically we're looking at the work. We have a first pass at what the organization would be. And then we are in the process of developing a selection criteria. We need to do this objectively, kind of with nobody's name in mind, so that we then execute that selection criteria against the population that we have, and we do that. So that we're in the process of doing that.
Well, what kind of jobs would the people have that go over to Cabletron?
Okay. Who go to Cabletron?
Yeah, they wouldn't be part of that other team.
Okay, they would not part of the team. Well, basically,
the questions these people are going to ask me.
There's going to be marketing jobs. There's going to be
sales jobs,
operations jobs, SE jobs.
Regional manager jobs, too, Doug.
Okay.
yeah, right.
I think the point that people are trying to make here is that regardless of situation, they're probably looking for a timeline of how does this really affect me.
Sure.
Right.
Are we going to give them a timeline?
That in large part is going to be up to Don tomorrow. Don will talk tomorrow in fact, let me give you the opportunity to talk to tell you about that now. Tomorrow morning, we'll have everybody come in at 9 o'clock.
For group meeting.
Group meeting at 9. We're going to meet in the
Julie
Ward Howe.
You guys are dialing.
Everybody will be able to dial in. Everybody in the field will be able to dial in. I'll tell them basically what I know. I think the thing that we know right now is that everybody will have a job, either within Digital or as part of Cabletron. The vast majority of the population, the vast majority of the population is going to be going over to Cabletron. So the intent of having the core group here is essentially for those two reasons, to make sure that Digital makes that revenue commitment, and that we've got somebody here to make sure that Digital can make good on its mission statement of Internet Business Solutions. So, I mean, the sales jobs, the SE jobs, marketing jobs, manufacturing jobs, marketing jobs, I mean, the vast majority of that all goes over into
Cable.
That organization.
Becomes the new Cable's organization.
Right.
The idea is basically leave it as pretty much as it is, the organization as it is, but there will be some jobs within Digital, because Digital's commitment, they've got a big number they got to hit.
Right.
So within Digital, Digital will be receiving MDF money. This is going to be interesting. In order to promote the product, there will be need within Digital to how do you take the forecast from within Digital and roll it up to give a number over to Cabletron. Someone's going to manage the inventory. So it's a lot of things that distributors do, that we do inside Digital, as well as out in the field. There needs to be a sales support point of view, local sales support for networking. Similar to the way we do storage. Storage, there's people distributed around the company who do storage things. Very similar to that. There's also going to be a network within Digital, a network products technology office. So basically people saying, okay, we are in the internet business solutions stuff. What do we need from networking? What do we, okay, Cabletron, this is what we need from you now. This is what we think we need 6 months and 2 years from now. So there's an office, basically a technology office, working on this product roadmap with Cabletron. So there's a...
I understand that, and I'm sure everybody on the call understands that. I think the thing that I've been getting a lot of questions at, and I think the fear that I have is that we are in jeopardy of losing good people unless we make it crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
And Don's not going to address everyone individually.
No.
So my point is, again, again, same question. Are we going to have a timeline? Is he going to present a timeline?
See, Joe's right on that, because right now you can set people off in a worse mode right now, because the questions are going to come out. Where's my job? What am I doing? What's happened to my benefits? What office do I work in? What if I'm on a pension plan? All this stuff's got to be addressed. And I personally get a little nervous. People go into holidays about that and have time to think about that between now and holiday, and we're worse off.
Let me ask that question. As far as benefits obviously is a large issue.
Particularly people that have been around for a while and they've got pension, they got stock, you know, different things like that. That's serious stuff to these people.
No, I mean, in fact, tomorrow at 10:45, what Don will announce is that he's going to do a handout on benefits, and then there is going to be a series of meetings with the benefits folks within Cabletron to explain to people how this is going to work.
That's the LKG, though, isn't it, Julio?
No, tomorrow at 10:45 is everybody.
Well, you can dial into it, listen to him.
Right.
When are they going to send that out for a notification?
I sent it out this evening.
What about people that's already got digital benefits? What happens to all them?
Meeting
on the 10:45. No, on the 10:45.
No, the idea was that the 9 o'clock meeting was to basically tell people that they can come to the cafeteria or dial into the 10:45 meeting.
Right.
But I understand, but that's fine and dandy. But 6 o'clock on the West Coast, but be it as it may, we'll be on the call. But if you didn't answer the question, people are going to want to know what's happened to their present benefits is going into Cabletron.
Right. And that's obviously going to be a big question that people have. Like I said, tomorrow, Don will address that. He will also, my understanding is a handout is going to be there on benefits.
Okay. Not so much on benefits. There's a set of some Q&A.
Yeah.
Basically, what will happen is the benefits that are very comparable, but you're always going to have some individuals who've got a particular benefit that won't match. During that, the next 2 weeks, there'll be a series of meetings and communications, not just meetings, where we'll get down into detail and present the details of it. The thing that Cabletron is negotiating with the HMOs people use right now, and sense of making sure they're going to be able to transition from that. There's a number of things that are going on right now. They have a number of, and they're coming up on how to fund all of these different benefits that we have. So all of the details are not explained. Reed has got a goal to make them comparable. I can't necessarily say make them absolutely equal, but I'd say over the next, I'm guessing, they're saying 1 week. I don't see how they can do it 1 week for the holidays. This holiday comes, but within two weeks to begin to communicate to people exactly what the benefit match is going to be. From a timeline, the whole deal is supposed to be done within 30 to 60 days. That's the basically 30 days minimum the government needs to have to look at it. We'd like to have it done within 30 to 60 days, close on it. And during the early part of that is to get in and communicate to people exactly how the benefits will be handled. So we brought them up. We don't have all the answers. We have many of the answers. They've got probably 85% of the questions answered, 15% that they need to. I don't know any of the details either. But I know that Cabletron, within the next 2 weeks after this announcement, wants to get out to people and tell people.
The intent too is on those areas where they are different. Is to provide people some kind of bridge payments to basically make them the same, if you will. So there'll be more details on that, but where they are markedly different, and people, there is a difference between the Cabletron benefit and the digital benefit, there'll be a plan by which to make people whole. Now, how all that's going to work is not going to be clear tomorrow. Again, let me emphasize the fact that a lot of the questions, in fact, in anticipation of a lot of these questions not being answered, there is going to be basically a digital an MPP
website.
To log your questions into where HR will be answering them. But I'm giving kind of the overall intent is to make sure that these things are, people are on an equal footing relative to benefits. As far as a job is concerned, I realize that, to Joe's point, and I think to Doug's point, what am I going to be doing? I think over the next, between now and closing, you're going to have basically this process by which the digital internal group is going to be carved out. And again, a very small percentage of the total population. The other people going over to this wholly owned subsidiary. And basically, I mean, the job function, the job that people are going to be doing is going to be remain the same for the most part. So if you have this wholly owned business unit that's going to be selling digital label products, it's going to, for the most part, remain the same. So I wouldn't anticipate having drastic changes in what people are going to be doing. Now, I also think Don will probably talk tomorrow a little bit about who's going to head up the organization and a little bit more about structure. So, again, I don't want to say anything. Well, quite frankly, I'll be in there for the first time as well on the organization itself and how it's going to be structured and so forth. So more on that tomorrow. I'm telling you everything I know right now. To Joe's point, Eli's point, I realize people are going to have a lot of questions. What about me? I think one thing we know for sure is that everybody's got a job. Okay, more than likely, you're going to be doing the same kind of thing right now. In other words, Joe, you wouldn't be doing manufacturing, and Don, you probably wouldn't be doing sales. So, and you're going to have a structure out there which is basically standalone. Okay, so it'll be Cabletron structure, this digital networking products division structure, and more on that tomorrow when Don gets on.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not trying to give you a hard time.
I'd rather have it now than tomorrow, because I'm kind of blown up.
But my only point is that, you know, people have been through these types of things before.
Yep.
And the statement that everyone has a position does not make everyone feel secure. Okay? And all I'm saying is a timeline, if the timeline is undetermined, left indefinite. For example, Julie Stevens, there's an account manager for Abden, and she's an account manager. If the PCBU offers her a job tomorrow, she's going to take it because she's not sure what's going to really happen. She knows they're not going to keep two for that amount of revenue. Mm-hmm. Just as an example, mm-hmm. You may, you know, going into the field, there may be multiples of that. My only point is, you come to this point and juncture in this type of an activity, I clearly understand where, what you can say and not say. But I think that there's got to be a time frame that people can't, or we will lose good people.
Sure. Don Reed has probably been through the biggest one of, you know, one of the biggest ones in history. You know, with 9X and Atlantic. So I hear you. I mean, that will become clearer between the time of announcement. Because, by the way, this is an announcement tomorrow. You still got to go through a closing. So anytime you announce, I mean, anytime you have basically an agreement in place, you got to announce it. So that's what tomorrow is. Closing is 30 to 60 days after that. So a lot of this is going to be spelled out over the next 30 to 60 days. What am I going to be doing? What's the structure? But I hear you. Don is aware of the fact that it's got to be, they basically bought this organization in large part because of the people. They don't want to lose people.
Well, they're at risk.
Yeah, they very
right.
much at risk. Well, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that said they would never go over there no matter what.
Yeah. So I understand that, and I think that's part of the perception that we're going to try and change, and I think, you know, tomorrow's the first step in that direction. They understand that, you know, to John Ardini's point. The board understands it. You know, Don Reed will tell you tomorrow that, you know, he doesn't drive a tank. But by the same token, he will tell you that he is not going to basically belittle the way they got to be a $1.5 billion company, which is what they are. So they got their name on the map. They might have been wild and crazy, you know, getting there. But he will try and relay the impression that that is not going to get him to be a $5 billion company, which is where he wants to take them.
Right.
He wants to go from 1.5 to 5 billion. That's his goal. And a lot of it through acquisition, a lot through internal growth. But he knows that he can't get there the same way that they got from 0 to 1.5.
Right, so he's not going to apologize for the past,
right.
But he's also going to separate himself from it as well. I've been through part of his speech a couple of times, although I'm sure he'll change it But basically, he recognizes that and basically gave quite a bit of message, Don, you got one shot, you got one chance to make a first impression. And you're going to have to do that. And basically, what we're going to do is basically ask people to not jump because of the name Cabletron, but to gather their data and make their own private, you know, make their own individual decisions. And he's committed to, he realizes he's got to, you know, start selling tomorrow and continue to do that over the next 60 days.
Going back to this question, I know we've spent a lot of time with, but we want to shop enough hemp for tomorrow. That goes back to Joe's question, timelines, process. Say there's a decision-making process that will be objective, probably factual and honest, but I think we're going to have to shop enough. Somehow you got to give people a little comfortable around what the decision-making gotta be shot. That kind of answers and leave people hanging on stress.
I'm writing down the question. Unless I'm gonna have an answer by morning at 9.
But you can anticipate that.
Yep. And that's one. In fact, the ones that if that's one, if there's others out there that we know are gonna get asked, I would rather tomorrow morning at 9. Be able to proactively say, I know that these two or three things are on your mind, but I don't have an answer for them. I'd rather do it that way than have somebody ask the question and say, I don't know.
I mean, if you talk about the structure of the organization, org chart, stuff like that, instead of putting, I was saying before, the people's names in boxes, if he gives a timeline, there's what again.
Julio?
Right. Yep. Go ahead, Doug. Your question?
I'm just curious about how is the management team going to meld in all this?
What team?
The management team, Digital's management team.